Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we are here today. This is one of our special episodes. Well, all of them are special, but this one is special because today the youth will be doing most of the talking. This Sunday, July 26th at 11 o'clock a.m. is our youth day at the Blessed Community Baptist Church, and the Angels Performing for Peace Summer Camp will be here for the youth day, as well as the Blessed Community Baptist Church Youth for the Young Entrepreneurs for Christ workshop. So if you're in the Detroit area, we invite you to come and join us this Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. for the youth services at the Blessed Community Baptist Church, and that address is 15624 East Warren, Detroit, Michigan, 48224. So before we go ahead and get started with the show, we will have our opening prayer done by Jonathan Tinsley. You ready, Jonathan?
Yes.
Father in heaven, thank you for a great radio show. We pray for a good show today and that you will bless us, all the people and family. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Okay, and next we will have our Bible verse of the day read by Ms. Paris Williams.
He said to us, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. I have read
Luke 11:2. Thank you, Paris. Okay, so as I stated when we opened the show, this week is the Vacation Bible School also at the Blessed Community Church, and also we pray you can join us for our church picnic at the Stony Creek Park this Saturday, July 25th, around 11 o'clock a.m. But the big thing is Sunday for Youth Day. We get excited every year when the youth have set up their businesses, they're young entrepreneurs, and they're ready to present it. So today we're going to turn the show over to each of them, and they're going to talk about their businesses, and I'm going to ask them a few questions about it. So are you guys ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
So first we will have Terrell McCurdy. He is going to tell us the name of the business. Come on, Terrell.
My name is Terrell, and I am a young entrepreneur for Christ. My business will be selling popcorn.
And what inspired you to open Terrell's popcorn shop?
Because I like popcorn.
Thank you. And next we have Chauncey. And Chauncey, tell us your introduction and the name of your businesses.
My business name is Chauncey's Toy Shop.
And what inspired you to open Chauncey's Toy Shop?
Because I just want to sell toys to people that really need them.
And because you have a lot of them at home, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Chauncey. Next, we have Justin Tinsley. Justin, are you ready?
Hello, my name is Justin Tinsley. I'm a young entrepreneur for Christ, and my business is Justin's Christian Shop.
Justin's Christian Shop. And what inspired you to open Justin's Christian Shop? And can you tell us what you would have there?
I would have Bibles, pencils, and pens.
And what inspired you to open Justin's Christian Shop?
Because I love God.
Because you love God? Very good. Next, we have Sarah Lynn, and can you tell us your introduction and the name of your business?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Sarah Lynn, and I'm like a young entrepreneur. My business is Challenge Bakery.
Okay, and what inspired you to open Sarah Lynn's Bakery? Do you like to cook?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And who shows you how to cook and helps you cook at home?
My mama.
Your mom? Is she listening? What's her name?
Erica.
Okay. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
And now we have Jonathan Tinsley. And can you give us your introduction and the name of your business?
Jonathan's Flower Garden.
Jonathan's Flower Garden, that's nice. And what inspired you to open Jonathan's Flower Garden?
Because I love flowers.
You're a young entrepreneur for? Now we have Ms. Paris. And Paris, can you tell us the name of your business and give your introduction?
My business is Paris Sewing Sensation.
Paris Sewing Sensation. And you like to sew?
Yes.
So what would you have ready for us that you sew for your business on Sunday? What are you sewing?
Lap scarf.
Lap scarf. And the ladies, we can use that in church, at work, or wherever we go, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have a lot of those?
Yes.
And you're a young entrepreneur for?
Correct.
Let's give her a hand clap. Paris Sewing Sensation. And next we have Miss Jolyn. And tell us your introduction in the name of your business, Jolyn.
Jolyn's Fashion Boutique.
And what inspired you to start Jolyn's Fashion Boutique?
Because I like fashion.
Really? And you're a young entrepreneur for?
Right.
Let's give her a hand clap. And now we have our little producer here, Miss Maya, who stays on top of everything. Tell us the name of your business.
Maya Smiley Face Store.
Maya Smiley Face Store, and you'll have all things smiley face, right? Pencils, what else?
Lamp.
Yes, lamp and tote bags, all things smiley face. And what inspired you to open Maya Smiley Face Store?
Because I like to smile.
Because she likes to smile. Let's give her a hand clap. Okay, and the other businesses, some of the kids could not make it here with us today live, but we have Daniel Caldwell. He should be listening. And his is Daniel's Chicken Shack. And we all like food, don't we?
Yeah.
So he'll be here Sunday, Daniel's Chicken Shack. And then we have Qmar likes to read. He'll read a book all day. Well, different books, because he reads that fast. And he's going to have Qmar's bookstore. And also my daughter, Addison, she's 14 months, but she's going to have her business, too, Addison's Lemonade Stand. So let's give them all a hand clap. So, again, the youth, they've worked hard in starting their business, setting up. Their parents have helped them, grandparents, other family members. But we just hope that everyone will come out and support them and their business at 11 o'clock a.m. Sunday. To join us for service and the program. Again, that'll be at the Blessed Community Baptist Church, 15624 East Warren, Detroit, Michigan, 48225. You can also get more information from blessedfyi.com, right? Okay, so next on the list of the show, we get our introduction. Okay, we've had our Bible verses of the day, and we're going to, from blessedfyi.com, right, okay, we're back. Sorry, we had a little error there, but we're back. So from blessedfyi.com, again, blessedfyi.com is an online Christian magazine written by the youth from blessedfyi.com, the Angels Performing for Peace, Summer Camp, and we write our daily devotion prayer of the day, and everything. So we hope that you guys all can go to blessedfyi.com. We have different articles. We interview different people. And just like for the radio show, next week we'll be back again at 11:30 a.m. The week after, we're going to have a special guest, author Shamiko Mealy. She's written two children books. She'll be on with us the week after next at 11:30 a.m. to talk about her book. And right now we're going to go around with the kids, but their parents are listening. Like I said, they're doing most of the talking for the show today. So you all can come up and say hello to your mom. Give everyone a shout-out. Parents?
Hi, Mommy and Daddy and Doran.
Yeah, what's your mom's name? Dad's name.
My mom's name is Pam, and my dad's name is Barrett.
Okay. And clap.
Yay.
Jonathan, you want to give a shout-out?
I just want to say hi to Mom and Dad and Jordan.
Jordan at the daycare?
Mm-hmm.
What's your mom and dad's name?
Tina Tinsley and Jason Tinsley.
Okay. Give always shout out?
My mom and my dad.
And your brothers?
Yes.
Kumar and Daniel. Ms. Pam, shout out.
Shout out to everybody out there. Hope to see you Sunday.
Yes.
11 o'clock.
Thank you.
Maya.
My mom and daddy, my sister and brother.
What's your name?
My brother is Little Ron, and my sister is Cheyenne, and my mommy is Jill, and my dad is Ron.
Okay.
Yay.
And Carolyn?
My mommy and my daddy and my uncle. And my brother.
May? Can we have a name?
Mm-hmm. Uncle Neil and Terrell.
Yes, that's your
name. Uh-huh.
Your mom?
Elvira.
And your mother?
Darius and Alan and Juan.
Okay, hand clap. Now, who do you want to shout out?
My mom, dad, and my brother and sister.
Name?
Delana, DJ, my brother, and my sister is Delana. My mom and dad, my dad name is Delaney. My mama name is Deanna Hardy.
Okay. And Justin, Jonathan's brother, who do you want to shout out?
My grandma and my Gigi.
Okay.
My teacher name is Toya Lewis, and my grandparent Sheila.
Okay. Thank you. And I also forgot our fun business for Sunday. He's a little quiet, trying not to do his introduction. Johnell's business is Johnell Snow Cones, right? Is that right? And he'll be here Sunday, hopefully, if he's not scared. Johnell Snow Cones, so make sure you check him out Sunday, too. All right? Okay, so we want to shout out everybody from the daycare, the youth from the Blessed Community Baptist Church. Who else did we miss?
Justin and
Jarnell. Yeah, we said Justin and Jarnell.
Okay,
Kumar and Daniel. Yes, we mentioned them. Okay, so what we're going to do now in the show, we are going to read parents read our Bible verses of the day. But every morning for the summer camp, we all have our Bible journals, right?
Yeah!
And we write different Bible verses that we write each morning. So since this is a part of our summer camp, we are going to read some of our favorite Bible verses. You guys ready?
Yeah!
All right. So this Bible verse is coming from John 17, verse 21. That all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in this in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. And again, that came from John 17, verse 7, 21. I'm sorry. Hand clap. Okay. And our next Bible verse will be from Hebrews 4, verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. And that came from one of our Sunday school lessons previously, but that, again, came from Hebrews 4, verse 15. Amen? Okay, and we're going to do a couple more. From James 5, verse 16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And again, that's from John 5, verse 16. Amen? Okay, and the last one is from Matthew 6, verse 17 through 18. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that it would not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Amen? And that came from Matthew 6, verse 17 through 18. And Did we like those Bible verses?
Yeah.
And again, some of those are from our previous Sunday school lesson. Again, Sunday school is going to be back to church at 10 a.m., so you can join us as well for that on Sunday. We'll be here at 10 a.m. for Sunday school as well. And the service starts at 11 o'clock. So, amen? Okay. So, once again, today's show was the Young Entrepreneurs for Christ. Basically, the Young Entrepreneurs for Christ, it was started last year for Youth Day, the Angels Performing for Peace Summer Camp. And the Angels Performing for Peace Summer Camp is a performing arts summer camp and where the students learn entrepreneurship. And it just inspires them to open their own business, hope they can stick with it as they get older or their business can grow. But it just inspires them to open their own business but not forget to put the Lord first, correct?
Yeah.
And this is why it is called Young Entrepreneurs for
Christ.
And we're all young entrepreneurs for Christ. Because our business will not be successful without
God.
Yes, and we have to remember that. So, again, we hope that everyone will join us on Sunday. I know I keep repeating it, but we have a lot of people coming. We want a strong turnout to support our youth because they have worked hard, and they're going to actually be presenting it. They talked a little bit about today, and I asked them a few questions, which is going to be good, especially to see young people for Christ serving the Lord and just presenting their stuff. Some of them are nervous, but we all are nervous, but it came out good last year and it came out good this year, correct?
Yeah.
So again, we hope the parents come out, family, friends, our listeners, everyone who supports us on Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. We thank you for the support. And also, I want to say that this is our third radio show for the summer. For each show, I get the ratings, and our ratings have been really good, and there's been a lot of listeners, so we just thank everyone who supports us. Because it is a hard job to sometimes talk in front of people and to keep things together, and they come together and they do a good job. So let's give ourselves a hand clap. Okay, and for the last few minutes of the show, I want to mention the names of everyone who has helped us. We have Maya here every week. She's our producer, and she keeps up with the time to let you know who calls in and everything. So let's give Maya a hand clap. We have Jonathan, our cameraman. He records the show for me, and he's always on top of things every week. Let's give Jonathan a hand clap. And we have Paris, one of our producers. She's here, and she also read our Bible verse of the day. Let's give her a hand clap. And also, let's not forget everyone who's here, our youth host. Let's FYI is across our radio show with youth host. So we're again going to say those names. We have Jolyn, Carolyn, Justin, Janelle, and Terrell. Let's give each other a hand clap. And Thompson. Yes, I forgot Thompson. So let's see. We have a few more minutes. Again, I want to invite everyone to tune in again next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, we're going to be reporting Intertech news and upcoming events. Today's show was just to give everyone a brief little preview of our businesses that will be presented on Sunday. And we're going to have more. I can't wait for Carolyn's Bakery. You're going to have all types of stuff, right? And then Paris' Sewing Sensation, her scarves are beautiful, her lap scarf. Chauncey's going to have his toys. We're going to have food, Jolyn's Fashion Boutique, and Maya's Smiley Face Store, and Jonathan loves flowers, so he wants to have a flower garden. That's all cool, and it's all something that we like. So we hope that you guys support us for today, again, 11 o'clock a.m. at the Blessed Community Baptist Church. But before we go, we're going to have our closing prayer. Done by Ms. Jolyn Williams. You ready?
Okay. Father in heaven, thank you for this day. Thank you for letting us have this radio show. We hope to have a better radio show next time. Amen.
Amen. Again, we want to thank everyone who tuned in today. And don't forget, the big thing we keep repeating it is when? It's what? Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., right?
Yeah.
The Young Entrepreneurs for Christ will be presented Sunday. So if you're in the area, again, join us. I keep repeating it. next, so we want a good one. West Community Baptist Church, 11 o'clock AM, 15624 E4, Detroit, Michigan, 48224. We hope to see you all there, right?
Yeah.
Until then, tune in next Wednesday. We'll be back, same place, 11:30 AM, and we hope to see you this Sunday. Bye-bye.